Exclusive: Marjorie Taylor Greene, FBI Director Actively Protecting Biden's by Stonewalling Congressional Subpoena. By Wendell Hasebo on May 25, 2023. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RTA, exclusively told Breitbart News on Thursday that FBI Director Christopher Wray is actively protecting the Biden family by stonewalling a congressional subpoena of an unclassified document that allegedly details an arrangement involving an exchange of money for policy decisions between now President Biden and a foreign national. Greene, who is a member of the House Oversight Committee, said that Wray, among several other members of the Biden administration, seeks to safeguard the Biden family from justice. I think it's clear and obvious that the DOJ, the FBI, Christopher Wray, Merrick Garland, and many others are protecting the Bidens, Greene said when asked about the FBI's refusal to provide the subpoenaed document to Congress. On Wednesday, Wray agreed to schedule a meeting with House Oversight James Comer, RKY, for next week to discuss the FBI's refusal to hand over the unclassified document. The scheduled meeting, perhaps a stalling tactic, comes after Comer threatened to hold the FBI in contempt of Congress for failing to hand over the document. I don't know why Christopher Wray is refusing to hand it over, Greene said. You can only think one way when they refuse to hand over an unclassified document. Greene explained the document allegedly details a pay-for-play scheme that involves then-Vice President Joe Biden and a foreign national. It has direct evidence of Joe Biden himself getting paid from a foreign national for foreign policy decisions, she said. So, it's a real pay-to-play scheme when Joe Biden was vice president. In May, the FBI did not deny the existence of the document but refused to comply with Comer's subpoena, sparking the chairman to threaten to hold the FBI in contempt of Congress. Greene said if Wray fails to provide the document to Comer in next week's meeting, then we only have one option, and that is to hold them in contempt of Congress. But there's also further consequences, Greene continued. We're already looking at our appropriations in our budget, she said in reference to defunding the top brass at FBI and DOJ. We're looking at making cuts there. So, it's not just contempt of Congress. It isn't the only thing that we can do. While the FBI stonewalls Comer's subpoena, his investigation continues to produce results. In March, the probe identified three Biden family members who collectively received $1.3 million. Wired through a Biden associate from a Chinese energy company 2 months after President Joe Biden left the vice presidency. In May, it found the Biden family business over the course of several years received at least $10 million from business schemes in Romania and China in return for what appears to be influence peddling. In total, nine Biden family members received payments from the family foreign business ventures, including two of Joe Biden's grandchildren, Comer revealed. In my opinion, we have enough evidence for impeachment, Greene said. I'm absolutely convinced. It just takes the courage of Republicans to move for impeachment, she said in reference to the Biden family business ventures and record alleging wrongdoing by Joe Biden. If we were a just country, our Department of Justice would prosecute him, Joe Biden, and put them, family, in jail, because that's highly illegal, she said. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.